For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, please take advantage of the Village Green sale going on now through December 31st. 35% off Pathway nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. This is a good time to get ready for the new year. Now, this is a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please do tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Dr. Aaron Stokes. Now, today, we're honored to have Veronica Gasco, who's a doctor of chiropractic with a focus on functional nutrition and pediatric chiropractic care. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much for having me here today. It really is a privilege.
Well, good. And we're going to talk about GI health, but we can meander into other subjects that you would like to cover. And our listeners are always eager to learn something new. But give us some information on your background, please.
Oh, absolutely. I have been working in functional medicine for about 28 years. I started using nutrition within my practice shortly after graduating from chiropractic college, mainly because so many patients were asking questions and they just didn't know what to do. And I really wanted to be able to serve that need for my patients and give them the best information possible. So I really started looking into the different companies and into what was available for them. And I found some of the top companies out there are those professional lines, companies that you carry within Village Green. And it's really great that you have that sale going on because I'm hoping that we can give people information today that'll help them take advantage of things that'll help them with their health.
Excellent, excellent. Good, a good reminder. So let's start with the GI track. Fill us in on new information, and it's always good to hear information we've heard before. We can't remember everything we hear every time. So let's start with the basics on the GI track.
A lot of times when we look at it, and for many years in the past, we talk about what we call the 5R program. And we mean, basically, it's remove, replace, replenish, reinoculate, regeneration. We look at the different phases. And in the past, it was always had this train of thought of you have to remove all the bad things, all the bad bugs, the bad bacteria, the bad yeast overgrowth before you start moving into the next phases. And now we found that sometimes it's really helpful to just work directly on symptoms or getting the body's overall strength up, and then we can even circle back around to that. Of course, the best way to do this is to talk to a healthcare practitioner that can guide you, but there are certain things that we can do that we can recognize on our own selves that can really be helpful. You know, there, and probably one of the most challenging parts of the GI tract is that sometimes there can be serious issues going on that have no symptoms. So we're not even aware of everything going on. But what I wanted to talk about today is some of the formulas that people could use and some of the bacteria that would be helpful to healing their system and that might be helpful as just something that will get their body back on track again, remove symptoms, but get their overall health really up. We're coming into cold and flu season. So if we can get the immune system functioning better, which 70 to 80% of our immune system stems from the GI tract, that would be really helpful for them to move through this time without getting colds and flu.
Well, this is the time to talk about prevention of colds and flu and supportive immunity against other conditions as well. So start, list the five R's again for those listeners who may have just tuned in. And then let's start with the remove first. So go ahead and give us the five R's.
Sure. We do remove, replace, reinoculate, regeneration. I think we're going out of order because we don't really stay completely in order anymore.
Yes.
Which actually is a really good part of how we can look at GI health. So it's been really helpful for so many people in that way.
Well, good. It's a good reminder. And yes, we're trying to get rid of the negative bugs in the gut, and we're trying to replace with healthy ones and regenerate the gut. So let's keep talking about this subject because it's very interesting and
sure.
Timely.
Well, the remove phase, when we look at that, there are formulas that can be really helpful. We want to start with something like we have a formula called Candibactin AR and Candibactin BR. And I'm always asked, well, why are there two different formulas? Because there's a lot of overlap between them. And the AR, especially for right now, going again into cold and flu season, this is doubly helpful because it's aromatic oils. So it's things like thyme oil, oil of oregano. These are very helpful for the respiratory tract and restoring that health as well as GI health. So for things like even severe conditions like whooping cough, this is one of the few things that they found very helpful for restoring health. But that would be part of the remove phase. And there's been a lot of studies done, a lot of interest in them, because it was even effective in SIBO, where people were not helped with the antibiotic therapy. They were able to use the Candibactin AR and BR. And when I said there were two formulas, the BR, the B is for berberine, and that is a dry herbal formula. There's a concoction of different herbs that are in there. So one is an oil-based, one is a dry herb-based. Most of the time we use them both together because they overlap and help so much. And that's the primary place to start with the remove phase.
So the aromatic oils are where you're starting. And it makes all kinds of sense. The Candibactin AR and BR, I like the components in there. So what happens next?
Then we work on the replace phase. So replace is basically what we're saying is what do we need to put back in there? Well, that's two main concepts. One is let's replace the good bacteria. So everyone's hearing about prebiotics and probiotics today. And we can replace the bacteria that we need to put back in. There's many different variations of that depending on what a person's individual need is. And something that's important to keep in mind when everyone, you know, if they're looking at what you may have in your facility versus just looking in the grocery store, is that when you assess that, you want to say, here's this bacteria. People say, oh, I've heard of Acidophilus, but it may be Acidophilus, then another word, and then a number. And that's where we identify the number, what the particular strain is. And that's like looking at dogs. And we say, okay, so we've got kingdom, phylum, species, and then we have to get down to the strain. And so we could say there's canine, and canine can be divided into wolves, or it can be divided into common house dogs. And common house dogs can be divided into sled dogs. It can be divided into something like a German Shepherd, which will protect your house, or a little tiny Shih Tzu that sits on your lap. So that's where we get the type of dog would be equivalent to the strain. And that becomes very specific with the number. So we put that in, and then also in the replace, we're looking at using enzymes. They assist the body in digesting the food, utilizing the food, So many people have gluten sensitivity today, so we can use an enzyme to break that down. If you inadvertently have it in your system, you're sensitive to it. So that phase is kind of fun, and it kind of goes over into the next phase, which is re-inoculate. And they kind of mesh kind of together. Now, it's funny because people break these down into four phases. Some people have broken it into seven phases. So somewhere between four and seven, it's how we break it down. But this is the simplest way. Is I usually talk about replacing and re-inoculating as kind of the same thing for ease of people's understanding. And that's just putting that good bacteria back in.
And being selective based on the individual's uniqueness, I would assume, and their condition. So very good information. I'd like to carry this conversation forward in the next segment and talk a little bit more about strains and what the differences are and what people can expect when they go through these changes in their microbiota, microbiome. So I think that'll be interesting. And if you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Veronica Gasco.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness. Handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features epichor fermentate, elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're interested in bringing you information that's helpful to you and your family. Now, Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane, and this is a reminder, you only have till December 31st to purchase products on sale, 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. So make sure you avail yourself of that advantage. Now, we are here every Sunday morning, and tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Dr. Aaron Stokes. Now, today's guest is Veronica Gasco. She's a doctor of chiropractic with a focus on functional nutrition and pediatric chiropractic care. And we have been talking about the GI tract and the R's, remove, replace, reinoculate, regenerate. And we talked about removing the bad bugs in the gut, the bad microbes, and replacing with pre and probiotics. So, Veronica, could you please cover in more detail the replace and reinoculate portion?
Absolutely. Well, one of the main things we want to do is once we remove the bad bugs and the bad bacteria, the things that we don't want in our system, we want to now put in appropriate bacteria, the things that would grow, flourish. Many times we want to make sure that we're putting in the right ones for us. People don't realize that the particular strain of a bacteria can have an influence on, let's say, the respiratory tract. Another one may be anti-inflammatory. Another one may help to displace bad bacteria. So there are different functions they can have. They're part of our immune system. They're part of our creating nutrients within our body, absorbing nutrients, and very high in protecting our body. A lot of people will have a leaky gut syndrome, and when we find that they have, we also call it intestinal permeability, we talk about the junctions. So the junctions are the cells, if they're tight or non-tight. And if we have permeability too much, that means these junctions are not tight, and we end up with leaky gut. They basically get described in layman terms is punching holes within your intestines and letting things into the body. So part of our replacing and reinoculating phase is putting in a good bacteria that is going to possibly help the body to heal or replace the bad bacteria with good, healthy ones. And many times they'll continue to displace. There's a very unique bacteria that they found a few years ago called Lactobacillus salivarius UCC 118. We'll just call it UCC 118. Or with Metagenics, when we have put that into a bottle, we call it Ultraflora Integrity. We call it Integrity because it helps with the integrity of the GI tract to replace that. And it has been one of the few bacterias that has actually been shown to impact intestinal permeability to help those junctions become tight again. What's interesting is that the GI cells have about a 3-day turnover. So when you're putting this back in and it's influencing these junctions to now be tighter, every 3 days when you have these new cells, you can keep influencing the GI tract over and over and over again into healing. So the good news is it only takes a few days to impact it. It also creates something called a bacteriocin. And these help to displace and remove the unwanted, unhealthy bacteria of our GI tract. So those are things we don't want in there. And so this becomes that it has both those abilities, which is found very rarely within a bacteria. Most of the other probiotics that we look at are for just colonizing and other uses in the GI tract. But this is fundamental for the health. So we would actually could use this singularly or combine it with other strains that may you want to be there for colonization.
So the UC118 is a critical piece in reinoculation.
It is, because this is something that would make a difference. You know, there are a lot of people, they may have been diagnosed with, they've heard the terms of IBD or IBS. We've got inflammatory bowel disease versus inflammatory bowel syndrome. Disease is where you've actually had the accompanying changes in the intestinal tissue. That can be put you at risk for colorectal cancer. It can put you really at a higher risk for even autoimmune disease, having this leaky gut at a continued rate. So by using something like this, even if you were to cycle it through your system every once in a while, just to replace the health of your body, because we have so many things that influence us, from lifestyle, stress, improper eating, toxins that come into our environment. So to get the GI tract back on track again is really important to our overall health.
It certainly is, and you've given an excellent description of all this phenomenon with regard to the gut. It's a very complex issue, and I'm not sure people appreciate the complexity of it, that we've got 100 trillion bug cells that are important in our body and only 10 trillion human cells. So we're more bug than we are human, and I know that I've heard that repeated time and time again, and it's hard to fathom how important the microbiota, microbiome is to our human health. And I think we're learning more and more every day. The research, new research, seems to be coming out regularly. Talk to us a little bit more about what else can go along with this UCC 118. What else can people provide for the gut so that they can achieve better health?
There are several things that will be very helpful. One is, we hear about prebiotics all the time, or probiotics, but we don't hear about prebiotics. So is not actually used by the body. It's usually some type of a not by the body fiber that actually acts as food for our bacteria in our GI tract. So we can take this in several different ways. It can be in different formulas by itself. Metagenics has developed a formula which actually works into the next phases of the 5R, which we call regenerate and then retain. So you want to maintain this. And if part of that, when we look at the prebiotic, there is something, again, very unique. It stands for 2-fructosalactose. Try and say that 10 times fast. And it is nature identical to what we would find as far as the human breast milk prebiotics. And so we can look at this as almost turning back the time on our GI tract. I mean, even for a child, if we can support their body through growth, and we can support their body through the immune system and through cold and flu season, so that they can constantly stay strong again, because we have so many things that assault our body all the time and break this down. If we can give food to the bacteria that we're born with, because remember, from different parts of the country, from what we have within what we've gotten from our mom, if we were born vaginally versus C-section, there's a difference in our bacteria. From child to child, from the same parents, you'll see different bacteria. So just putting in bacteria that we don't know how it's going to function in our body is always a bit of a, well, I hope it works really great, and I hope it's going to colonize. The healthier you are, the easier it is for something to stay there and help you. But by feeding what you know you have, and your the bacteria that you were born with, that's just fundamental to our GI tract and our immune system. So that is so helpful with so many people. We do have that within a formula called Ultra GI Replenish. And again, the name basically describes what it is. It is a medical food that helps to replenish the health of the GI tract.
Excellent. Excellent. This is so important, and you're getting so specific. And I know that it's confusing to consumers. We get feedback from listeners about trying to understand more about these species and what they do. And I think you're breaking this down very well for us. So this gets back to our birth. It gets back to replenishing, re-inoculating what we need. Tell us just a little bit more about this before we take a break.
Well, we want to make sure that we are supporting the body. Everybody is a little different. So using something like a medical food, which would be meaning that it's something that you could have your body fundamentally live on. Not that we want to live on that, something like that entirely. It is a powder form, so it has proteins, carbs, fats in it, all those healthy things that you could use as a breakfast, a mini meal, and it has all the components that you'd normally see within a multivitamin, but it goes way beyond that. So we're looking at the key nutrients that would help to restore gut function. It helps with the intestinal mucosal integrity. It's going to actually help to promote the recolonization of the bacteria that you were born with and those that you put in. We can look at this as far as even very severe IBD, IBS, celiac patients, ulcerative colitis, all those very severe conditions like SIBO can all be assisted. And we've had multiple studies where we've looked at this and as far as how they help the intestinal lining to repair. It's going to help with the overall immune system, which becomes very important just for our growth and for how somebody can function. We created both the Ultraflora Integrity, the UCC118 strain, will benefit from being combined with glutamine. And within this formula, the Ultra GI Replenish, we actually created a new way of utilizing glutamine where we combined it. It's called Sustamine, where it's a combination of putting amino acids with the glutamine so that you get a better overall absorption and usability than just L-glutamine by itself. So it's one of the things that I've always found that was really important that Metagenics wanted to do is make everything usable for so many people. For instance, the vitamin Bs in here, people talk about genetic SNPs, and they have a single nucleotide polymorphism where they can't utilize certain B vitamins. Well, we've made these all body ready inside here. So it would be 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate, which is the body ready form. So they really have worked very hard at creating things that are very, very usable and will really help everybody's body.
This is such good news, and you really do an excellent job of taking something complex and breaking it down. And we will carry on this interesting conversation in the next segment. If you've just tuned in with us, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Veronica Gasco.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the day. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of interesting, updated information. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health on the website and via the store on Cedar Lane. There is a big sale going on now through the end of the year. 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next week for Kevin's interview. Now, today's guest is Veronica Gasco. She's a doctor of chiropractic with a focus on functional nutrition and pediatric chiropractic care. And we've been talking about the GI tract and the importance of ridding the tract of the problematic bugs, microbiota, getting rid of the problems and replacing with prebiotics and probiotics, re-inoculating. And we've been talking with in-depth information about particular strains and what they can do. So, Veronica, give just a little summary of what we were talking about, and let's go forward with more info.
So when we look at the 5R program, looking at remove phase, which is we look at remove, replace, re-inoculate, regenerate, retain, all these 5 R's, the key is really just assisting the body, and part of the removal phase would be removing things that would be inappropriate for someone's GI tract. So if we were to look at something that's simple, that they didn't even need to buy anything, let's look at even just food. So sometimes there are food that could be causing a food allergy, or removing something for a period of time that maybe we've developed a sensitivity to, and then putting it back in again. And this is something that a nutritionist, a practitioner could assist them to determine what would be appropriate or not. And certainly we have with our formulas, we have guidebooks that would give what they call the elimination diet, where you would eliminate certain foods that may be affecting their health of the body. So then we would put back in herbs and compounds that would help to remove either the bad bugs and bacteria and yeast that we want. You can actually put in a healthy yeast, something called Saccharomyces boulardii, which helps to displace, which will then remove the unwanted yeast in the body. So a lot of people suffer with things like candida, and you know, they may not even have an awareness of that. And that would be part of that remove phase. And so that's why we've developed two formulas called Candibactin. And so it's easy to remember because it sounds like candida. And that's one of the things that it affects, is it helps to remove the bad yeast. It helps to remove parasites, bugs. And we have two formulations of Candibactin, AR and BR. They're very effective in SIBO. We've seen this in studies that have been done. Even people that were non-responsive to antibiotic therapy were able to be helped with these natural substances, which is wonderful because then there's no side effects that we have to worry about for the person. And then we want to move into replacing and re-inoculating. So we use things like digestive enzymes. We want to help the stomach acid to be free-flowing, to help to facilitate the breakdown of food so that we can utilize the nutrients that we get from our food. Many people have low stomach acid, so we have what we call hypochlorohydria. And with that, they're actually not even breaking down the food correctly. And we find a lot of people have food moving through them that is not, hasn't been used. So then it's been a waste of their time and money of even trying to digest this food. So by increasing stomach acid for a period of time and letting the body repair, we actually will get more absorption of our nutrients. And that's when we also want to re-inoculate the GI tract, put in the good bacteria, promoting a GI balance, putting a good microflora back in, that you're increasing the health of the mucosal, of the immune system, of the GI tract, the digestion that happens there, and the creation of vitamins that actually happen in our GI tract. And that's when we're speaking about the Ultraflora Integrity, which is a strain UC118. And again, we're very strain specific. Knowing those numbers are the particular strain you want to do the job that you want it for. And then also, that helps to get rid of some of the bad bugs that we don't want. It has create something called bacteriocin, which will create a healthier balance. And then we're moving into our regeneration and retain phase. So when we regenerate, again, we're putting in good foods. We can also put in prebiotics. And it's many of these things cross over from phase to phase, which is the good news. We don't have to differentiate them as much anymore. We can choose the order that works better for a certain individual. And when we use something like the Ultra GI Replenish, we're putting in the prebiotic, which is going to help their own bacteria they were born with to grow and flourish. It's going to help the bacteria that you put in to grow and flourish. If you use something like the Ultraflora Integrity and it's helped to create better tight junctions and connections between the cells, it helps our body to be a lot healthier as far as prevention of illnesses, possibly, like leaky gut syndrome, where that could lead to an autoimmune disease. You know, many people are suffering from things like fibromyalgia. So any of these could be helpful for many different autoimmune conditions.
Autoimmunity is a mini epidemic at this point. And having been in this field for more than four decades, it's interesting to observe how conditions that used to be prevalent in the over 40 crowd are now prevalent in the under 20 crowd. And that, to me, that's been huge. Diabetes, inflammatory conditions, autoimmunity. We didn't see these in to any great extent in young people. And I just want to give a little thanks to Metagenics, because they were the first company that were able to meet the needs of patients who don't tolerate a lot of foods. You can't put someone on an elimination diet and not have something to replace that. And Metagenics was the one that came out with the original products that were medical foods and helped to restore health to the gut while providing something to consume that would repair but also replace the foods that were not being consumed. And I just want to thank Metagenics for that. That was quite a long time ago. And as practitioners, we struggled. We didn't know what to do with our patients who had so many allergies and intolerances. So keep up the conversation, Veronica. This has been very interesting.
Yeah, thank you, Dana, for bringing that up. Because, you know, I take it for granted that I've been using medical foods with my patients for so long, but what's interesting is how the medical foods are different than a normal just shake that you can buy off the shelf out there. And that we can look at all different qualifications. And that is something that years ago, you know, 35 years ago, when Metagenics was first out on the market, and so there were just a few different nutrition companies. Some of the other nutrition companies, I remember being at a seminar, and one of them said, oh, I don't know, that Metagenics, they're all about science. They're all about research. Why do they have to do all that? As if that was something negative. Now, that's what we look at as far as the foundation of knowing if something will work, is that, you know, we were running clinical trials way back then. And they created their own facility to manufacture their own formulas. And we wanted things that people could use as far as healing, but also for retaining their health, long-term care. Something like a medical food you could use for years and years and years. You could have it for breakfast if it's the appropriate one for you every day for the rest of your life. Personally, I use these things all the time. It's part of my food for the day because it's easy. I can just make a shake, I can put it in a little shaker cup with some water, shake it up, drink it down, and I don't walk around with it in my house. And I tell my patients to do this too. Don't walk around and chance leaving it as you're getting ready and out of the shower, and then you come home and it's still sitting there. Just take it, stand at the sink, drink it down quickly, and then go ahead and get on. And instead of coffee, you're getting all these nutrients that give you energy and support. Plus, you're healing at the same time. And when you start out your body with the appropriate proteins, carbs, and fats initially, you have the right ratio, low glycemic index. This is for a person that even is looking at weight loss, which weight gain accompanies many, many, many different disease or health conditions. So people are always constantly looking at weight loss. One of the easiest ways to start weight loss is to have something early in the morning within 30 to 60 minutes of waking up that is a balanced meal. Doesn't have to be big, but you could use something like this as a shake, and now you've prompted your body into weight loss, or at least not slowed down weight loss all day long.
That, that's extremely important information. I always tell people that the first food or drink that passes your lips in the morning sets a standard of glucose control for the day. And I focus heavily on foods that are best in the morning and healthy shakes, just like the one you just described, or the combination. If they do that, they have a much better day. They're more stable. They don't have hangry moments.
Yeah.
And we all know that's angry and hungry. It goes together. So we're going to continue this conversation in our final segment. And just a reminder, if you've tuned in with us, you are with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Dr. Aaron Stokes. Now, today's guest has been Veronica Gasco, a doctor of chiropractic with a focus on functional medicine and pediatric chiropractic care. And what we've been talking about is the core of health, about the gut, and the importance of the microbiota and the microbiome, the genetics of the microbiota. We've been talking about the importance not just to gut health, but to the systemic health as well. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Veronica, please?
Yes. Well, many times when we're having GI issues, it's spilling over into everything else in our lives. Inflammation could be even stemming from our GI tract that can be influencing everything in our body. Now, inflammation can be the core of many other disease processes. It can be part of an autoimmune disease, things like Hashimoto's, fibromyalgia. It can also be part of cardiovascular disease that people will be suffering from. So you don't necessarily have to have an actual GI symptom to say, I want to affect my gut and make it healthier, because the core of my immune system, you know, 70 to 80% of our immune system is stemming from our gut health. So let's make that nice and healthy. If we have inflammation in our body, one of the things that you had mentioned before, how we're seeing things at younger and younger ages that were more of a older person's disease process, things like osteoporosis and osteopenia, we're seeing in younger and younger people. Now, why would that be? We can have inflammation. So we have all these inflammatory processes, and inflammation will break down bone between 1 and 4% per year, just like a woman that had entered into a postmenopausal state, sometimes even faster, depending on the amount of inflammation. So the key is starting with that GI tract. Yeah, if someone's been looking at something like leaky gut, or they've been diagnosed with IBS, IBD, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, they know how severe it is. But for even just the general public, getting that healthy can be really fundamental. If we look at something like the tight junctions, the leaky gut, those little cells, in between them, it looks like almost a ladder. These little proteins line up. They lined up really, really well, like rungs of a ladder that you could climb up. Of course, this is very microscopic. You know, we're not physically looking at this just when we look at the piece of tissue. But what we find is that when that has opened up, and we find that these rungs now are discombobulated, they're in different directions, they're missing, we have a non-tight junction. When you have this space between these cell membranes, we can let things into the body that shouldn't get through there. We need this lumen. We need this protecting our body. So we can use bacteria that'll help to repair that, something like UCC118, which is called ultraflora integrity. And combining that with other nutrients like glutamine, the other components that will help the gut to repair, we could use the medical food we were just talking about, which is the Ultra GI Replenish. The other thing that, Dana, you mentioned I thought was really important is how you said about people getting hangry. And we do. We have a lot of stress. If we don't eat every 3 hours, even something small. Now, this is not for every person in every diet. There are diets like the ketogenic diet where, because I know this immediately came into somebody's mind as they were listening, no, I'm doing intermittent fasting. That's great for certain people for certain conditions. So depending on which type of diet you're following, you want to do that. But for many people, the foundation of getting their body on track is eating within a half an hour to hour of waking up and every 3 hours. And for those people that are on that type of a schedule, when they go more than 3 hours without eating, they increase their cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It causes physical and mental stress. Nobody wants more stress. So if we can lower that by just eating something simple every 3 hours, set your phone. You got a little clock on there, set your phone, a little beeper to go off and grab some nuts. And, you know, we can help you with things like ideas of what to eat, what would be appropriate snacks. But the medical food, like Ultra GI Replenish, could be used as a simple breakfast. Also works really well between lunch and dinner. You know, if people think about what they eat throughout the day, they have lunch, then they have to wait all the way till they drive home, stressed out because they're hangry, all through all that traffic, and now they get home, they have to wait for dinner, or they go to a restaurant, they're sitting there waiting. By the time they eat, they're starving, and they're very, very stressed. What does stress do to your body? It breaks down all of our immune system, gets affected by that. Our GI tract gets affected by that. So you could use this between lunch and dinner, simple, quick snack. It's not even many calories, and your body will utilize all those nutrients. It's like having the ultimate espresso later in the day, that you have natural energy rather than energy that's going to go crash again. So we'll maintain you all the way to dinner. And actually, that is one of the principles for many people of losing weight, is having something throughout the day so you keep your metabolism running all day long. And that may lead into another program like the ketogenic program, where you do intermittent fasting. But it's important in the beginning to get the foundation of your body on track.
I'm so glad that you're commenting on this, because I get a lot of questions about fasting. And people who are really ill don't do well with fasting that goes on for days. They call it a healing crisis. I call it a crisis. If it's a crisis to your body, it's a setback. And so I discourage people from using fasts that go on for too many days, and instead get them to use some of these support systems that you've talked about, medical foods, hydrate properly, and do more short-term, what you called intermittent fasting. And as you said, not everybody can do that, especially if they have weak adrenals and their blood glucose is not in control, because the body has not been practicing good glucose control. It's been suffering under poor glucose control. So I think people get too enthusiastic, and they can have what is the healing crisis. I just call it a crisis. So I think you've been giving us a lot of good information, and let's carry on this conversation. What else do you want our listeners to know and understand?
Well, actually, Dana, I really am glad that you identified that just as a crisis. It's really true. We need to identify what it is that we're truly feeling, and too often people are looking at just blogs and people's opinions out there rather than the research behind what supports a physiological principle. And we need to recognize that we are all different. And the easiest thing a person can do to just start promoting their own health is to start out with the basics. Something like a fish oil, a multivitamin, that alone can make a difference. Protecting their blood sugar, and as you mentioned, like diabetes, you mentioned earlier, is one of the autoimmune diseases and the inflammatory issues that we have to look at in the body, of how that can really, we can be pre-diabetic for many years. But there are things that we can do as far as just eating the right food or taking certain nutrients. Like we have something called insinase, which really helps to get glucose into the cell and utilized, and really helps even someone that is a diabetic, pre-insulin-dependent diabetic or pre-diabetic, to undo that damage and get them back on track again. Their body actually learns what to do to start utilizing glucose correctly. And there are a lot of formulas within many of these that we have where we've used hops extracts. And the hops actually affect kinases. Now, people probably have never heard of kinases. In fact, when I graduated school, We didn't hear of that word. It had not even been identified yet. And then years later, I start looking at the science, and now they've identified over 540 kinases in every single cell.
Isn't that amazing?
And it is.
And I'll throw in another piece of information. Kinase enzymes are very dependent on magnesium and B6. And so this gives us a hint at what may be deficient in the individual. But keep talking. I'm interested in what you have to say.
No. It's really amazing. And we can use kinases to lower inflammation. Like there is a different medical food called Ultra Inflamex Plus 360. Now, Ultra Inflamex, if you hear the name, with Metagenics, you'll hear and meta beginning most of the formulas. It's really funny how it's always been that way. But the Inflamex is for inflammation. It's also for gut health. It's for helping with liver, to bring up your liver functionality. So you're detoxing with your liver at a much higher rate. And so you're doing inflammation, GI health, and detox all at the same time. But when we use those kinases, we can affect even bone density. So we can help our body to increase its density of the bones, that we're not breaking it down faster than we can replace it. And we can also use it for, like I said, the glucose getting into the cells and the insulin receptors recognizing correctly what's going on. And so rebalancing is really, really important. Eating fundamentally the right food, working on stress management, and then getting our GI tract under control, even if you're not having symptoms, taking something that's going to help it can be very protective. If we look at so many foods we have that may have antibiotics in them, which would be constantly breaking down our GI tract, if you're not buying organic, sometimes milk or eggs, there could be antibiotics still within that now we know antibiotics will indiscriminately kill bacteria. They kill good and bad. So any antibiotic will do that. And we need them sometimes to restore our health or to fight a disease. But unfortunately, I use the wrong words there. They don't really restore our health. They do fight a disease. And then we need to use the prebiotics and the probiotics afterwards or during to maintain the normal bacteria levels in there of the healthy bacteria. And then we can get back on track again and get our immune system back up there again.
Excellent, excellent. You've certainly given a lot of good information, not just an overview, but highly specific information. And we will have you back again, Veronica. I know you have a lot more information you want to share. So I want to thank you for joining us and look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much. This was so great.
And to our listeners, I want to remind you about Dr. Joseph Pizzarno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. How do you like that title?
That's great.
And it's currently available. And it talks about eliminating avoidable toxins, mitigating the effects of those you can't avoid, and enjoying a longer life with this essential health guide. And he is a pioneer in integrative medicine. He's the author, teacher, practitioner, and founder of Bastyr University, the country's first and largest fully accredited university of natural medicine. So this is important for our listeners and just a reminder, and I want to remind you, listeners, that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And you learned about a lot of those choices today. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.